Got Mary a little choked up over there.
I did, yeah. $393,000.
You wouldn't okay? get choked. You all right over there? I thought you were getting choked up maybe because we just have one day. Get through today, and tomorrow is the first day of spring.
That might have been it, yeah.
And let me look at the forecast tomorrow. Oh, maybe some snow in the forecast. And good old 37 degrees. So there you go.
Nothing
there
says
you go.
Spring.
Listen, old man winter, get the heck out of here.
That's right.
You've been hanging around a little too long.
Yeah.
Hey, how's your weekend? Good?
Yeah, pretty good.
I heard you and good old Nate Dog, Nathan Cozart, on Saturday, spinning that wheel, handing out some prizes.
We did.
Did anybody win the $250 gift card to Weaver Appliance?
No, I couldn't believe
really?
It.
Really?
None.
Hmm. None. You guys should have magically given that away. I use air quotes when I say magically.
Like, oh, look, you landed on Sunray. I mean,
That's what I mean.
A Weaver.
How many times could you give away IX Indoor Amusement Park tickets or
Those a lot away, yeah.
That's what I mean. I would have maybe made a few wilds on there and just given away. You know what I mean? Like throw a four-leaf clover on one of the things or like four of them.
Yeah.
Say, hey, if you land on this, that's
I don't think we were expecting it to land on, like, the same three things over and over.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys
like,
Saturday.
What in the world?
From the comfort of my hotel room there in Columbus, the good old Motel 6.
Yeah, how did it go?
Well, I'm disappointed. They did not leave the light on for us right when we walked in the door, so all their advertising, it's false. Should have sued them for false advertisement.
Yeah.
No, but the Columbus trip was great. Listen. Yeah. The new Philadelphia Lady Quakers, nothing to hang their heads about, okay?
Yeah.
Nothing whatsoever. By the way, that team that they played and fell to on Friday, they actually won the state championship the very next day.
Oh, wow.
And the team they played, they beat them by like 15. So New Philly, they lost to the champs and actually gave them a better game in the semifinals than the other girls did in the championship
game.
Go
Lady Quakers.
So they had a nice turnout yesterday downtown New Philly to sort of honor the Quakers. It was all like around 2 o'clock or so.
Yeah.
We had the video up on Facebook for you, WTUZ Big Z Sports, if you missed that.
Yeah, I'll have to go check
go
that out. Yeah.
You weren't still here Friday during that game. You were long gone, right?
Yeah,
you were home.
I was gone.
Did you catch any of it or no?
No, I didn't.
Well, thanks, Mayor, for totally listening and providing a little bit of feedback.
Oh, no. I thought about it when I woke up from a nice nap.
Oh, wow. All
at
right.
like 6 o'clock, and I was like, it's probably over by now. Turned it on. Yep, it's over, I think.
So, meanwhile, I'm putting in a 12-plus hour day, and you couldn't even listen to give me a little feedback.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's all right, Mayor. Maybe next time. Oh, wait. There might not be a next time. So
there will always be a next time.
We'll see. Lady Quakers, great season. And listen, when I mention next time, most of these girls are coming back. There were only a couple seniors on that team.
Yeah.
So they'll be stacked again next year. And you never know.
You never know
what may happen.
Yeah, they'll come back a better team and learn from this experience, but also treasure the experience as well.
For sure. I mean, they were the only basketball team from New Philadelphia really to make it that far, boys or girls. So they kind of made history.
You go girls.
Listen to Mary. Hey, some stuff for you. Speaking of, history being made, this right here in our own state, guy by the name of Bruce Wayne. No, not that Bruce Wayne.
No.
Not Batman.
Oh.
This other just random fellow. He's not random anymore.
Random.
Set a record, apparently honored by Guinness. 500 straight days he ate at Chipotle.
Oh,
500 straight days. He ended his streak just this past week.
Wow.
Said that's it. Can't go any longer.
Anymore.
His final meal at a Tiffin Chipotle branch right here in Ohio. Just some mini quesadillas. Guess he wanted to go out on a small note.
Oh my goodness.
Didn't want to get a burrito that weighed, 2 pounds.
And the interesting thing is, I mean, Chipotle, it's delicious, but it doesn't have that huge of a menu. So you're eating, like, pretty much the same stuff
day in and day out. You weren't here when I had this poll question. Michaela and I, of course, Michaela, she's long gone. She left us in the dust. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Answer with one word. Taco Bell. Well, two words if you need it. Taco Bell or Chipotle?
Chipotle.
Mary Alice. That now changes the way I think of you.
Yeah.
Can't look at you the same. What does it for you, Chipotle over Taco Bell, honestly?
Taco Bell, I had a really bad experience.
I don't want to hear about it. Shh.
Many years ago.
I don't want to hear anymore.
Got really sick.
I don't want to hear. Mary, turn your mic off. I do not want to hear anymore. Taco Bell is sacred to me. Your mic's back on. It's sacred to me. It is near and dear to my heart and soul.
Yeah.
I do not want to hear about any bad experiences. Yeah.
Would it make you feel better if it wasn't from a local Taco Bell?
No, wouldn't make me feel better whatsoever.
Okay.
Wouldn't. I've never had a bad experience. The only bad experience is them maybe forgetting an item, but that's it.
Ooh.
In terms of taste of food,
it was delicious.
It's always on point.
It was delicious, the food, but maybe like how they cooked it or something that they used.
Mary, I don't want to hear it anymore.
You know.
I don't want to hear it anymore. You know. But anyways, this guy ended his streak 500 straight days. The record before him was 426. He wanted to go above and beyond.
Yeah. You should look up to see like what the record is for Taco Bell eating. Maybe you could be some local celebrity.
I don't know.
With days eating Taco Bell straight.
In terms of eating something that many days in a row, listen, I don't think I could do it with anything, but I can make it several, and I mean several days.
Several.
On Italian food, like pizza or pastas.
Yeah.
I could go a long time on 500 days, probably not.
Yeah, no.
Is there any food you could go that long with? I mean, let's be real, 500 days, that's over a year. But anything else? Chipotle? You going Chipotle that many days in a row?
No. Heck no.
Anything, Mary, that comes to mind?
No, not really.
All right.
I can do this. A banana.
That's the weakest thing I've ever heard in my life. Mary, you're supposed to answer with like a junk food or something. Or something that's bad for you.
A banana. I like my fruits.
That doesn't
and
count.
And veggies.
That doesn't count.
I have carrots in my bucket.
Does not count. Are they baby carrots?
Yes, they are.
They are little baby carrots.
A little baby carrots.
Oh, hey, another record for you, too. This in China, Taipei.
Mm.
Longest rainbow ever.
Whoa.
Lasted over 8 hours. 8 hours and 58 minutes. Beat out a record set back in 1994 in England. So both of these coming not in the United States, but across the pond, depending on which pond you want to go across.
Yeah.
Either the Atlantic or the Pacific, if you want to go
way,
to China.
Either way, it's a pond.
Yeah. But Taipei, they submitted the video. Guinness looked at it. I don't know if they viewed it for all 8 hours, but apparently someone would have to confirm that the rainbow did indeed stay intact for that long.
Who decided to make a video of a rainbow? Like, when did that become a thing?
I don't know.
Like, I hope it was just security camera footage and not like someone with their phone out there standing like...
Good call, Mary. Like, but you can see video of the rainbow if you want.
What?
YouTube. It does exist.
Wow.
Now, for rainbows out there that long, I'm sure somebody had to find the pot of gold, right? I mean, if it's out there for 8 hours and 58 minutes... Somebody, I'm sure, had to find that pot of gold there at the end of the rainbow.
I certainly hope so. I keep trying to find it, but it just never happens.
Yeah, well, we haven't had a rainbow last 8 hours, Mary.
We haven't.
No. Hey, also, something else for your morning quickies. We didn't mess with their election over there. Maybe we should have. Vladimir Putin won by a landslide. He's Russia's president again for a fourth term. By the way, their terms go 6 years. So they have six more years of Vladimir Putin
there in Russia. Wasn't a woman running against him?
No.
No?
I'm surprised anybody ran against him. It may have ended up ended up 6 feet under. You know how they roll in Russia. No, but there were... No, not a woman.
That's how they roll in U.S.
No, Mary, come on. Fourth term for Putin, like I said, six more years. Good thing we don't do that. Can you imagine 6-year terms in the United States?
No.
Could you imagine that?
For president? No. Yeah. No.
Used to be three. Now they limited it to 2 terms.
Really?
Used to be able to do 3.
Really? I didn't know that.
It's a history lesson for you, Mary.
Thank you.
You're welcome.